From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Ryan Quinn. The Pittsburgh Pirates will try to end their six-game skid when they take on the Milwaukee Brewers. Pittsburgh has a 3-5 record at home and an 11-11 record overall. Milwaukee is 14-6 overall and 10-2 on the road. Monday's game is the first time these teams match up this season. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference first round with a 1-0 lead in the series. The Bucks defeated the Pacers 109-94 in the last meeting. Damian Lillard led the Bucks with 35 points, and Pascal Siakam led the Pacers with 36 points. The Bucks are 10-7 against opponents in the Central Division. Milwaukee is fourth in the NBA, averaging 119 points, and is shooting 48.7% from the field. The Pacers are 11-6 against Central Division opponents. Indiana averages 30.8 assists per game to lead the Eastern Conference. The Bucks are shooting 48.7 from the field this season, 0.9 percentage points lower than the 49.6% the Pacers allow to opponents. The Pacers are shooting 50.7 from the field, 3.7% higher than the 47% the Bucks opponents have shot this season. The Chicago White Sox enter the matchup with the Minnesota Twins after losing three straight games. Minnesota is 7-13 overall and 2-6 at home. The Twins have the 10th ranked team in the American League at 4.29. Chicago is 3-18 overall and 1-9 in road games. The White Sox have gone 1-4 games when they scored at least 5 runs. Today's game is the first meeting between these teams this season. The Minnesota Timberwolves host the Phoenix Suns in the Western Conference first round with a 1-0 lead in the series. Timberwolves won the last meeting 120-95 on April 20th, led by 33 points by Anthony Edwards, while Kevin Durant scored 31 points for the Suns. Timberwolves are 37-15 against Western Conference opponents. Minnesota has a 7-6 record in games decided by less than 4 points. The Suns have gone 29-23 against Western Conference opponents. Phoenix is 8-6 in one-possession games. The Timberwolves score 113 points per game, 0.2 fewer points than the 113.2 the Suns give up. The Suns are shooting 49.3% from the field, 4.3% higher than the 40% the Timberwolves opponents have shot this season.